Good morning. Okay. I want to tell you a story about when I was very young. I was about yay tall. That's pretty young, right? When we were little, my grandfather used to heat his house with coal. And you probably don't know how that all worked, do you?
I do.
Oh,
really? Houses
Oh, really? So, every so often a truck would pull up in the yard, and they'd put the chute down and into the window of the coal bin, and then the truck tilting back and the clatter, clatter, clatter of the coal coming down that metal chute into the coal bin and be shoveled to one side and the other side and piled up. When they got coal, my brother and I were allowed to go down and find one of the little metal tags, because the coal company would include these little tin tags where it had the phone number, so that when we ran out of coal, we could call them and get coal again from them. Well, they were shiny, and I was about yay tall, and they were shiny. So one day, you know, in the middle, in between all of this, I snuck away. I went downstairs, and I was playing in the coal and finding the tags and making piles of the tags. Had a pile about that tall, another pile about that tall, and about that time I got bored. So I went back upstairs. Now, I remember looking up at my mother and seeing her looking down at me, and the next instant, just like that, I was in the tub. Do you know why? Yeah, I was covered from head to foot with coal, right? That was a filthy mess. I'm guessing that if I had looked behind me, I would have seen little coal footprints. So, what does this have to do with God? Well, I know somebody who deliberately got himself covered with the dirtiest things you can imagine. Head to foot. Just absolutely, yeah, with sin. Not only sin in general, but my sin, your sin, all of those little sins. And not only that, but some really ugly, horrible sins. He got himself covered head to foot with that, and then he went to his father, presented him before his father. You know who that is? That would be Jesus. And covered with the sin of the whole world, that's how he went to his father. And so Jesus appeared before his father, covered with sin, and his father had to judge him and had to turn his back on him. And it was our sin. And that's one of the pictures of the Old Testament. Sin on the cross is a picture of Jesus. And that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you.
Thank you.
For taking our sin. On yourself.
On yourself.
For carrying it away. For standing before God. And accepting the punishment. Thank you.
Thank you.
For making us clean. In your name we pray.
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.